Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is it with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Appreciate everybody joining us. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Don't forget to go check out our website. We're here every day, every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Just as Redneck and Eyes Radio live. All things trucking and then some. Talking about life on the road. Talking about things going on in the trucking industry. Just talking about just whatever's going on in the world. And, whatever you want to talk about, give me a call. Let me know. 515-602-9731. And it's just a great day out here in the great old U.S. Hope everybody's staying safe. I see that the California is still getting hammered. Rain's still coming down out there. They got mudslides, so everybody be careful out there. And then if you're over there in the west area where like Nevada, Utah, Oregon, over there getting into on the other side of the mountains, the winds are really bad. They got high wind advisories, and I've been through that before. Even down there in Arizona or in the southern part of California, out there in the desert area, where there's no trees or no mountains to slow that wind down, it gets going pretty fast, and it gets treacherous for trucks. So stay safe and be vigilant about that. The high winds could be very possible. And then anywhere you are, this time of year, the way the weather is getting, where it can get hot, cold, it really messes up with everything. Here in South Texas, it's very humid. So even though it might not be cold, and even though it might not rain, like today we didn't get any rain, but this morning the fog was very thick. In fact, it's so thick, it's that thick thickness where you're going down the highway, and you know how a lot of times you can tell where you're at by, like, you know, the exits you passed, and you don't really notice the exit numbers. You don't look for that. You just know that there's a Love's right there, and then there's another truck stop at this exit. No, couldn't even see that. Couldn't even see that stuff. And it was dark and the light, those lights were on. So that kind of stuff is what I'm talking about. And it was really thick, and had to use the windshield wipers the whole time. It was that humid. So, like I said, everything might look good on paper as far as when it comes to the weather. Just know that it can change in a blink of an eye this time of year because of the way everything's moving around. And, you know, you could start out 30 degrees in the morning, like especially here in like Central Texas where I grew up, it'd be 25, 30 degrees in the morning and it'd be 75 degrees in the afternoon. So, you know, it's one of those things where you just don't know. And I remember we used to take our jackets to school. Like we would be bundled up, you know, at the bus stop just because it was drop dead cold. And then coming home, a lot of us would forget our jackets. They'd be left in the locker or whatever because, you know, you didn't need them by the end of the day. So that kind of thing makes you think sometimes, you know. In fact, I did the same thing. I had the jacket I go to work in, I had it in the pickup truck. And so when I left the house, I put a jacket on. I was like, you know, I need a jacket. And when I went back into the pickup truck, I'm like, well, there's my jacket. I didn't need to wear it out here, you know, just walking to the car. I didn't need that. So, you know, it's like, damn. So always thinking about where you leave your jackets because sometimes you need them, sometimes you don't. And so I don't know why I thought about that. It's just funny. So give me a call, 515-602-9731. One of the great sponsors I like to mention, and that is Trucker Tools. You can check them out at truckertools.com. That's the app where you can download freight, check freight, and get everything you need for your, you know, whether you're going to plan your route. You know, you can get truck stops, parking, fuel stops, maintenance, and also even Walmarts, where you can plan your route and understand, you know, better where you're going and all that stuff. And it's a one-stop shop because they got the freight tracking and freight booking on there, too, for anybody that needs that. So check them out, Trucker Tools. Download their app from any one of your app stores that you have, and or check them out, truckertools.com. And that's the app for truckers, Trucker Tools. Appreciate all their support, Redneck and Eyes. So I was looking at it, and they say that the freight got real cheap in December, and it's going to get pretty bad. You know, everybody talks about how, listening to the news for all of the politics and everything, you know, the media will tell you that, well, if the Republicans don't get Congress working, then the economy, you know, it's starting to tank because, you know, they're telling you that the economy is going down now, the stock market drops and all that because, the Senate or the House couldn't get in its act together. And that's not true. Everything's just coming to a halt. There's not, you know, inflation is too high. There's everything's slowing down. And I don't know why the unemployment's so low, but, you know, we have other companies have announced layoffs. So it's going to start coming here. They said that the spot market for trucking in December, like, fell dramatically. So it's one of those things. And what do you call just, you know, understand that that's what's going to, you know, they've already got the Biden administration is already coming down the pipe with more technology to or the more restrictions to make the trucks, you know, the greenhouse gas emissions, all that stuff. You know, that's going to make trucks more expensive. Nobody's going to buy them. That kind of thing. So that's just the way it's going to go. And really what it is there's no kind of big news. So there's not really a lot of good news, and there's no good news, which means that there's no big news out of the trucking industry because nobody really is following it right now, especially with everything going on. These people just, you know, they see it. They just ain't going to tell nobody. You know, they're scared to say anything because it'd make the Democrats look bad. The Democrats are in power. They got the White House. So, you know, they're going to do everything they can. You're going to watch the debt ceiling vote's going to come up, and the Republicans are going to hold it hostage a little bit. And they're just going to get blamed for it. They're going to anything that happens with the economy, they're going to get blamed for it. And no matter what you do, you know, the funny thing is, you know, they say, well, we got to raise the debt ceiling because you got to pay your bills. It's like, wait a minute, you pay your bills before you raise the debt ceiling. You don't, you know, it's kind of like I mean, here in everybody's household, they understand your bills come first, and then whatever you need extra on that comes second. And the government's like, no, we got to fund all of our stuff that we want, all of our little projects, and then, you know, then if we have anything left, then we'll pay our debt. And you can't, no, ain't gonna work. But anyway, tell me what you think. 515-602-9731 is the phone number. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. And like I said, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a second.
Once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, up down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take the whale in tow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. Hand to the side, harp and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed, the captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed, she took that ship in tow. Soon may the whaler man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum, one day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack and tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as affair, the fight's still on, the line's not cut, and the whale's not gone. The willow man makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew, and all. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Nash Radio. Welcome back. Hey, give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining in. Go check out our website, redneckandnash.com. So we were talking about just how everybody's kind of not really telling the truth when it comes to economic kind of sliding down. And a lot of the, like, New York Stock Exchange investment brokers, all those people that get talk about where to put your money. And the analysts are saying, you know, not really big on investing into the transportation sectors because of the way rates have gone down and everything. And Morgan Stanley sees an opportunity that, you know, things might be bottoming out, and it might be good to start looking into that because it might be increasing over the next 12 months. Freight rates might increase over the summertime just because the weather is going to improve. People are going to be out and about in the summertime, and freight always increases. You know, there's more freight through the summer, especially when the weather's better up north where they can run more freight. You know, they can't run that much freight when the weather's bad. So in the summertime that happens, and rates usually go up when that happens. So I don't know. Sometimes they just want people to spend money with them. But, you know, everybody else says, nah, be cautious. Things have gone down. And it doesn't look that good. It says the National Truckload Index, line haul only, is based on an average of booked spot dry van loads from 250,000 lanes and 10,000 daily spot market transactions. And it's a 7-day moving average of line haul spot rates, excluding fuel. Spot rates bounce from cycle lows in the back half of December. I mean, they got it down to like 202. And then, yeah, the way they put these graphs, I don't know. It doesn't go above 3. And I don't know why they said minus fuel. I don't know what that means. This outlook on the overall economy improved slightly for the first time since the second quarter of 21, up to 4.6 from the third quarter readings of 4.4. However, the 20-year-old data set remained below the long-term average of 5.9. He said the survey also showed net inventories moved slightly lower in the fourth, which was the first time that that's occurred in an overstocked condition since mid-2018. Says 53% of those surveyed expect merchandise levels to normalize by the middle of 2023, likely early in the second half as majority sentiment now indicates normalization in the second half versus the third quarter update that still showed the first half. And, the big thing is this is all speculation, but I can just tell you, it's not looking good, especially when there's no sign that inflation is going to stop. You know, it might level off, but it's still going to be, you know, they say the average, the expecting average is 2%. I don't think it's going to go below 4% for a while. I don't even know what the deal was. And then the politicians, they just changed the meaning of it to make it look better. See, so I'm looking at inflation rate for December. Monthly 12-month inflation rate in the United States from January 2020, November of 22. And it peaked there in like June and July. It was at 9%. So January of 20, it was at 2.5. And then May of 20, it was 0. And the reason that is because nobody did anything. Everything was locked down. So then it went up. So you can see here by the time that we started getting fully back to work, which is 21, you know, January 21, it wasn't that high. It was still at, so December of 20, it was 1.4. January of 21, 1.4. February 21, 1.7. March 21, 2.6, and that began the skyrocketing. So you come over to July of 21, it was 5.4, and then that leveled off a little bit. Then they did that Inflation Reduction Act. That's what sent everything skyrocketing. Well, that was this year, right? No. So, I mean, really, they kept doing 21. I mean, we're pretty much out of everything, right? There were still people crying about the pandemic and everything, but regular working, we're back to work. We could have just said back to work. The government kept sending out the checks to the, you know, and it kept adding an additional like 500 a month on top of the food stamps and all that. And so September 21, 5.4. October 21, 6.2. November 21, 6.8. December of 21, 7. January 22, 7.5. February 22, 7.9. March 22, 8.5. And went down April 22, 8.3. May 22, 8.6. June 22, 9.1. That's where it topped. July 22, 8.5. August 22, 8.3. September 22, 8.2. And it's down. And then in the month of December, it's got it at 7. And the Federal Reserve will tell you they need to keep it at 2. And everything will be fine. And that, and what it is, it's year on year. So what it is that the amount of money that you made in December of 21, the value of that, if you made the same amount of money in December of 22, it's 7% less, which means, well, things cost 7% more is what they're saying. From December of 21 to December 22, prices have increased 7%. That's what they're saying. And that's not good at all. You got to get it down to 2. That's normal. Okay. So when everything's fine, no, it's not. But what they'll tell you is, so the annual inflation rate in the United States has increased from 3.2% in 2011 to 8.3% in 2022. And that's monthly 12-month inflation rate in the United States from January 20. Okay, yep. Oh, that's giving me that. No, that's fine. But yeah, and it's and see. There's even some articles like Forbes saying the inflation rate is going to come in at 7.4. I guess it's not official in yet. I don't know where they're getting this number. This is from some other website. Yeah, okay. So really it has not, the government has not issued, the Federal Reserve, I guess, issues the rate, and they have not done that yet for December of 22. But everything's still sitting at around 7. So they got the usinflationcalculator.com. And it's crazy. 2012, 1.7. 2013, 1.5. 2014 is 0.8. 2015, 0.7. Now what you see here, so look at these years. 2014, 2015, it was like really low. Below 1%. Y'all remember those days? That's when trucking took off, and it was hot. Remember that? It was hot. And then when trucking started to slow down, 2016, 2017, inflation was 2.1, 2.1. 2018, 1.9. 2019, 2.3. And really, so what it is, you're going to see inflation drastically drop if the House of Representatives can do what it wants and drastically pull the reins on Joe Biden and his spending, because all it is, it's printing money. That's the inflation rate. The inflation rate will drastically drop if the government just stops spending money. So what we see is that in 2012, 2013, it was coming down. And the reason it was coming down was because Obama had to agree with the Republican Congress to cut spending. And they cut everything. They cut military. They cut everything. And that's, you know, anybody out there says, oh, we can't cut military. Hey, it's got to happen. Okay. You're not going to see any kind of cut in spending. In fact, Ben Shapiro covered it last night pretty well. Half of the budget, no, 60% of the budget is Social Security, health insurance, and military spending. 60% of the budget is that. It's like it's like 43, 42%, something like that. It's below 45% is health insurance and Social Security. Is that right? Yep, because it's like 14. So it might be like 46%, because I think 14 was the percentage of the budget was military. But it's almost half is health insurance and Social Security. And that's, and nobody wants to touch that. So it's never going to go away. So you got to cut everything else. And then what it was then there was another because it was like 12 or 13% was military, but then another 6 or 7% was actually the veterans. They got that separated. And, of course, nobody wants to touch that either. So you're throwing it up there. I mean, you got 75% of the budget that nobody wants to touch. And it's not going to happen. You're going to have to cut that stuff. You're going to have to cut it. And what's going to happen is that right now, if you are below the age of 68 and you choose to retire and collect Social Security between 62 and 68, there's a limit on how much money you can make. But once you hit 68, they don't care anymore. You can make as much money as you want. So the problem is that you have very wealthy people that reach the age of 68, 70, and they start collecting Social Security, which would be between $2,200 to $2,500 a year or a month. And what they're going to have to start doing is you're going to have to start means testing that. You're going to have to start saying that if you are extremely wealthy, okay, then you're not going to be able to collect that money. That's what you're going to have to do, which it won't be that many people. But you're going to have to say if you earn over – If your income, annual income is over $100,000, then you're gonna have to means test it. You're gonna have to take it down. And it's about income, okay? Because everybody knows that once you have the 401k, 401k is not income. 401k, it's money taken out of 401k. And so if you're on a retirement account and you get so much money a month from that retirement account or whatever they do, however they dish that out, that's not counted as income. But they're talking about is actually making money off the stock market, getting dividends from stocks and all that stuff like that. That's income. So when you've got millionaires making that much money off of that stuff and they're 70 years old and it doesn't matter, okay, they can't do that no more. You're going to have to means test it. And you're going to have to cut it. You're going to start cutting it. And by cutting it, you're going to probably have to raise your retirement age. It's one of those things. And that's like a 20-year thing. So that's like one of those things where you can't say we're going to raise your retirement age. And that might stop it in 20 years from now. But it's not going to do anything now because you're not going to do that. That's not fair. So it's going to have to happen. So if you're in your 30s and 40s and 50s right now, just watch out because it's coming. Because they can't. You can't stop it. And the government, the politicians, they can't stop it. They don't know what they're doing. But that's what you see because when Trump took over in 16, he had a Republican Congress. So he started writing checks because, hey, everybody's on my side. Let's do it. And that's what happened. They started, Donald Trump. Okay. And yeah, you can blame a lot of it on the whole COVID thing and all that. But, I mean, he spent more money than any other president before him. And yeah, you can say the COVID did that, but, he didn't have to do that. That's the thing that we can say now is that you can tell Trump he messed up. He did mess up because you know what he messed up? He messed up like everybody else messed up. When I'm sitting there shaking my head saying, well, how come the stores are closing? How come the restaurants are shutting down? He could have said, that's silly. We're not doing that. That's what he could have done. He says, I don't care what everybody says. That's stupid. He could have said that. And you know what? He would have been called a racist just like he's getting called racist now. So, it's kind of like, who cares? Okay? Stand by your convictions. Don't sit there and say, I'm going to win hearts and minds by agreeing with everybody. It's not going to happen. Okay, if you got an R by your name, just rest assured that no matter what you do, you're going to do the wrong thing in the eyes of the media and everybody like that. Okay, so just like with the whole holdout and all that. I mean, these people were vile people by the media were calling them racist, you know, 2 years ago, or a year from now, a year ago. So for them to stand up and do what they did, I mean, what you see now is you see people like that Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you see people that were doing the Trump bidding, and now they're in there saying we got to support McCarthy and all that stuff. Well, you can see, you know, they got the Washington bug now. You know, all they got to do is let Congress go to work and funnel money to whoever they want, and that's what happens. Your campaigns get funded by people that get billions of dollars in government contracts. You know, and everybody sees that. Everybody knows it. They're gonna have to vote. One of the holdouts was trying to guarantee that there'll be a vote on term limits. That's not going to go anywhere, because the reason why we've never voted on term limits is because there's a lot of Republicans that don't want it, because then they would have to leave. And the leader says, yeah, you're right. You know, I'm never going to force you to take a vote on that, because then you'll lose. Well, that's exactly what needs to happen. And there's a lot of people that say, oh, you know, you just vote them out. No. There's not enough people out here that pay that close of attention to know that these people need to leave, and they need to leave. All of them, they need to leave. Okay. I mean, case in point is the guy sitting in the White House right now. He has never had a job. He's been in Congress his entire life. He came out of college, ran for office. And that's just crazy. He don't know how to run a business. You know, he probably don't even know how to run a household. He's probably had everything done for him, you know. And so, yeah, it's just crazy. Don't get me started on that. But in the trucking world, we see it all the time. You know, crybabies crying about what they got to do or what they can't do. And here we are doing exactly what we chose to do it, but we want to get paid good. That's the reason why we do it. And when you're out there busting your butt and they still don't want to pay, you know, then what are you going to do? You know? But yeah, man, it's not looking good for the economy, and the inflation rate still going up. As long as they keep spending money, the inflation rate will still keep going up. So year to year, 2020 was 1.4. And that was just because it's a year on year. So prices in 2020 didn't rise that much because of the pandemic, because of 2019 was at 2.3. Because 2019 was such a good year for stock market and all that stuff, and prices got raised and everything. Well, 2020 went down to 1.4, but then everybody had all that money in the bank, and now it's time to get back to work. Stores are opening back up. So it skyrocketed to 7% 2021. And then in 2022, it's currently at 7.1. So if it drops back down, let's say if it drops back down to 4, everybody's going to say that's a good thing. It's still at 4. It needs to be at 2 or less. Okay? That's, you know, it needs to have a 2 in front of it for it to look good. So if it's still that high, which it still may be, I mean, as long as they keep spending money, because what they do is they don't have money. They have to borrow it. So the debt keeps going up. As long as the debt keeps going up, the value of the money decreases, which means prices increase. And that's what that's all. So when you keep printing money, that's what happens. Yep, this website says the December inflation rate will be available on the 12th of January. That's Thursday. And this breaks it on down. USinflationCalculator.com has it all listed month to month since 2000. And yep, and it's got all the annual rates. In fact, in 2009, now this is funny here, because remember they did all that stuff with 2008, had that market crash and all that. So 2009's inflation rate for the annual was 0.4. And there were, I remember them talking about there was going to be deflation. And the reason that was because the economy was not doing good at all, because we had the housing market crash 2008. In fact, you could tell it crashed right around, what was that? That was like right around September, August, September, right before the election. And so in 2008, inflation rates are actually at 5, 5.6, 5.4, 4.9, and then boom, 3.7, and then 1.1, 0.1 for December. And then back in January, it was zero. And then February of 2009 was 0.2. And then March was negative 4, then negative 0.7, negative 0.4, negative 0.7, negative 1.3, negative 1.4, negative 2.1, negative 1.5. The reason that was because, I mean, the economy was horrible in 2009. And what they had to do was, is the prices had to go down because nobody was selling anything. Nobody had any money. You know, the all that stuff, like, you know, all the housing market crashed, right? Because of the problem with people defaulting on their loans. And, you know, I did a little research on that too. That's an amazing story. Because in that, so but that's what happened in 2009. Went down to negative 0.4 for the annual rate. And then in 2010, it was 1.6. 2011 was 3.2. 2012 was 2.1. 2013 was 1.5. 2014, 1.6. And then 2015, it says 0.1. That's what we did. It was 2013, 2014, and then trucking got hot right there. And that's why inflation was really low the next year, because everything started, it was like, in trucking, what we see is we see that everything was hot, and then next thing you know, people got to go out of business. Because there's people out there, you know, they see trucking rates go up, and they're like, let's go buy some trucks. Let's get them out there. Let's go run some freight, because the freight's hot. And then there's too many trucks out there. Next thing you know, the rates fall off. And that's what happens with that kind of stuff. But yeah, you see it. So the annual rate from 2000, 3.4, 2.8, 1.6, 2.3, 2.7, 3.4, 3.2, 2.8, 3.8, then the negative 0.4, then 1.6. So it was, what would we say, 3.8 at one point? And that was 2008, 3.8. And that was Obama. Or no, yeah, that was Bush. He was one of the first ones. He was actually just signing whatever the Democrats put in front of him. He didn't care. Caused 2008 to be 3.8. But then, I mean, you see it. It's all regular. The annual rate. And because 2021 hasn't really taken off. So, see, now this one, see, now they had it on that other website at 9. Remember that? Well, there's no 9 on here on this government U.S. inflation rate calculator. There is no 9%. Oh, no, there is. I'm sorry. That's in 22. But still, it's at, yeah, 9.1 in June. Yep. So 21 is 4.7. We haven't had the annual rate yet, but the annual rate is going to be crazy because January 7.5, 7.9, 8.5, 8.3, 8.6, 9.1, 8.5, 8.3, 8.2, 7.7, 7.1. And see, this is what happened too back in October when it went from 8.2 down to 7.7, man. And then the next month, 7.1, everybody was like, that's awesome. But it's not, because it's still high. And of course, that's year on year. And the worst part is, think about this. This is, well, I even give you a good one, an easy one. And that's December, okay? December of 2020, 1.4, okay? And then 21, December, 7. And then now it looks like December of 22 is going to be another 7. So that's 14 points in 2 years. That's what that is, okay? Because the 7 from this year is 7% higher than last year, which was 7% higher than 20. So in 2 years, 14%. That's it. That is bad, really bad. So what you got to really be worried about is come 2023, if it's still, you know, above 5% in January of 23, then in January of 21, it was 1.4. Well, January of 2020, 2.5. January of 21, 1.4. And then January of 22, 7.5. So if it's above 7.5, that's a lot. That's a trend that's not good. And that's got to stop. And you're probably going to see the Federal Reserve raise the interest rates because that's the only thing it can do. And what that does is it raises the price of money. So if you want to borrow money, it costs you more to borrow money. Banks borrow money every day, and it costs them more if they do that. So, and that means that if you want to buy a house, interest rates have to go up. If you want to buy a car, interest rates have to go up. You know, that kind of thing. Credit cards, interest rates go up. All that stuff. So, yep. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for us for today. Appreciate everybody following along. But we'll hang tight here a little bit, and if there anything pops up, I'll get to it. So yeah, check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go follow us on YouTube. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. Give us a call here, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation just at 1. I'd like to thank DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com being a great sponsor. And we'll see you in a bit. You're on your own. The crow flies straight. A perfect line. On the devil's bed until you die. This life is short. Maybe not too fast. Better live it right. You ain't coming back. Gotta raise some hell before they take you down. Gotta live this life. Gotta look this world in the eye. Gotta live this life till you die. You better have soul, nothing less. But when it's best in time, it's life or death. The king is dead. The light goes on. Don't lose your head when the deal goes down. But keep your eyes on the road ahead. Gotta live this life. Gotta live this world in the eye. I gotta live this life.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being a supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of the lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away, pistons pumping. Minds are racing. It's hard to sleep, man. when I'm shaking. Bad news surrounds me. It's always found me creeping up when things are good. Yeah, the dark days find a way. Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip, it's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of lightning strikes. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away, the camera captures all the things that make us turn from what we see. It's always rolling, it don't stop rolling. I haven't slept in three damn days. Yeah, but who needs that anyway? Loud thunder, heavy rain.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Yeah, we're going to call it a day here. Hope everybody had a good time, and appreciate everybody listening along. Be sure to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com, and don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank our great sponsors. That's Load to Ride Transportation, DPF Regeneration, and, of course, Trucker Tools. Appreciate all their support. So check us out. We'll be back every day, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Just give us a holler. And that's 7 p.m. every weekday on the East Coast time. And everybody stay safe, stay successful. We'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.